This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is Jerry Cope. I'll call the meeting to order. Carrie, would you do a roll call of who all's on the phone?
Yes. Jeff Burkett.
Here.
Greg Carman.
Here.
Gary Doering is not. John Kirby is not. Jack Nelson.
Here.
Steve Scharnweber is not. Jerry Cope.
Here. Then anyone else that's on the phone, please? I think we had others, didn't we?
Dan Bilka is on the phone as well as Secretary Jen.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this is Dan Bilka. All right. I'm just listening in.
Okay, well, we've got that. I guess the next thing to do was call the meeting to order would be consideration of conflicts of interest. Any of the board members that would have a conflict that they know about looking over the agenda, now would be the time to bring that up. Or as we get into it, if you realize you have one, bring that up and we'd deal with it at that time. So are there any conflicts? Hearing none, you were emailed the authority meeting minutes from February 17th. We would entertain a motion to approve those.
This is Greg, so moved.
This is Jeff, I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please, Carrie.
Burkett?
Aye.
Carman?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye. Okay, now we'll turn it over to Carla Engel, legal counsel, for the agenda item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In reviewing the deeds through which the Department of Transportation received the MRC rail line from the South Dakota Rail Authority, there were several minor errors that were identified in that deed. And then there is also a small segment of 4/100 of a mile that was missed and was not conveyed from the Rail Authority over to DOT. And so I'm here to request a motion authorizing the chair to execute the corrective and quitclaim deeds for the MRC rail line in Pennington County, as recommended by the department in the memo that I provided with the packet.
Okay, hearing that, any discussion, any questions? Do we have a motion to approve as requested by Carla?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
This is Jack. I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion's been made and seconded. Do we have any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please, Carrie.
Burkett?
Aye.
Carman?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Thank you.
Carla, as a general question with that, and I know I've got some other some corrective action to take that we've previously authorized, everything else ready to go for May 25th signing with Watco?
Yes, we are moving forward with that, and that is, we're all anticipating that will take place on the 25th.
I know some of the Watco people are around visiting the shippers. We were one of them yesterday, and it's fair to say they're very excited. They're very enthused. They're bringing some of the operational people over from Dakota Southern, people that know the line and have been operating it. So that'll be a good thing as a shipper because if Dakota Southern's people have been really good to work with. But beyond it's kind of humbling, guys. And staff, it's a culmination of a process, you know, that started for all the right reasons, 40 years ago? And that's bringing access to South Dakota, to South Dakota, you know, to markets, whether it's coming in or going out of the state. And I think that's an accomplishment staff, board, anybody else involved, we can all be proud of. So beyond that, is there any public input? Now would be the time if anybody had anything to bring before the board for information. Hearing none. Carla or Joel, did you have anything?
I do not, at least from the rail authority. Since we were not able to have a quorum for the board, we'll have to reschedule some of that stuff definitely for next month. You know, one of the things we're also going to want to have further discussion on is just the process for the STC and the Christie grants. Something we've delayed here now for some time. You know, the one aspect of that is that the NOFO has not came out from USDOT, so that's kind of helped our process, but eventually we kind of need to engage in that, and we can do that at the next board meeting.
Okay. Anyone else have anything to bring for the good of all from the board or staff? Okay, if not, I think adjourn the meeting.
Thank you all.
Thank you.